Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The exhibit, 50 Years Beyond, the Vietnam Veterans Experience, features 50 Virginia veterans, some of whom have since passed. And while they shared a history of the Vietnam War, the stories they tell are very different.
And how did you enter into service in the military?
Chicken and screaming.
I've always wanted to be in the Army. Always.
That's Florence Dunn, who served in the U.S. Women's Army Corps, and Paul Maynor, who served in the U.S. Army. Both are part of a 20-minute film with some of the veterans in the exhibit and their personal photos taken while serving in Vietnam.
And now we are going to give it an extra life by finding different places, especially around Virginia, but hopefully, who knows, even beyond, where we can display these images and stories of 50 different Virginians that served in Vietnam.
Clay Mountcastle served in the Army for 20 years. He's the director of the Virginia War Memorial. His plan is to reach out to veteran care centers, schools, and hospitals as potential stops for the exhibit.
What's at the heart of this exhibit are just the experiences and stories of those veterans themselves, from going into the military, from their experience in Vietnam to coming home from Vietnam, and then living the past 50 years as a Vietnam veteran.
I wanted to be a cook, because that's what I did. Before I went, I was short on a cook, and I wanted to be a cook. Staff Sergeant Wilson, never forget him. He told me that he'd rather have a sister that was in the house of ill repute, he used another word, than to have a brother that was a cook in the Marine Corps, and I wasn't going to be a little cook.
Calvin David Brown became a Marine Corps correctional specialist. Then there's the shock of arrival. Walter Roberts was dropped in the jungle to replace another doctor.
There I am, standing there in them crisp new jungle fatigues and nice shiny boots, and these guys are all nasty looking, scrungy and everything. And they looked at me and they said, "I sure hope you're as good as the last doc we had."
Along with the War Memorial staff, two veterans were behind the project. Videographer Pamela Vines and Laura Hatcher, who photographed the 50 portraits, six of whom were women. Here's Hatcher.
I was just as surprised as when I walked into the exhibit to see how beautiful they were, especially with the colors and the quotes and the in-country picture that accompanied it. Several generations can appreciate it, because if you notice, there's a QR code in the bottom left-hand corner. So on opening night, it was so neat to see the grandchildren of the veteran with their phone, knowing fine well granddad can't do that, right? Figure out what a QR code is. And so the grandkids got the QR code, and they're watching the video while the veteran grandfather is getting his picture taken. That was cool.
I know that a lot of Vietnam veterans have really appreciated this exhibit, and their family members have appreciated it. So that's why we know that we have to continue to find ways to have it on display.
The War Memorial is working with the Pentagon and some of the Virginia Veterans Care Centers to bring the exhibit to those locations later this year. Along with the traveling exhibit, the War Memorial maintains a permanent exhibit about the Vietnam War, as well as exhibits on veterans of other wars and conflicts. From Richmond, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.